Considering metal roofing for your next project? A&E Metal Roofing Supply can help. The official metal roofing supplier of Classic Country Mornings. Online at aemetalroofing.com.
6:23 on this Friday morning, game day in Clay County. Coach and friends, a Friday morning edition. Coach Chris Heron, the barber, David Nolan, you. Thanks for being with us this morning outside our studios. First Bank Alabama Studios, 57.1 degrees this morning. We're seeing a lot more hootie-hooing than we used to, Dave.
We have been. It's been pretty regular. Yeah.
There for a while, it was never any hootie-hoo. Dave, let's go back to the devotion.
Yeah.
Open that thing back up for us. The title of it was, what was the title?
High Praise.
High Praise. Now, it referenced Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. And as you talked this morning, came in, and you was scanning over that, making sure there wasn't any word, the big words, and that kind of stuff like we all do when we go and read something like that. You said it was kind of unusual because last night you had seen a little show.
I did. It was a cool thing.
Yeah.
When I opened the devotion book up and saw High Praise, and then the very first sentence is this, how high is Mount Everest?
Yes, how high is it?
And I thought, that is so cool because I watched last night on YouTube a skier climb.
Snow skier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Climb the summit at Mount Everest.
Yes.
And skis down from there. And I've never even heard of that.
So you saw a man skiing. They got him up to the top.
Yeah.
And he's got skis, and he's going to ski down the highest mountain in the world.
Yes. Yes.
Whew. David, now how high is this thing? Does it tell us right there how high it is? It
says 29,035 feet.
My gosh. He's going to ski down. And you saw this, you just happened to see this last night.
I was just surfing through YouTube, and it popped up.
There it was.
And I said, this will be good. And it was short. It was about 30 minutes.
So it shouldn't have took him long.
Well, I don't. You know, that's a good question. I don't know that it didn't say the total time it took him to actually to descent from the top. But I did notice. And when you're up there, the oxygen, it's hard to breathe.
Oh, it's very thin. Yeah, it's very thin up there.
It's like oxygen. I think it said it's at 33% normal capacity.
Really?
What you're breathing.
Wow, okay.
Oxygen capacity.
Yeah.
As opposed to sea level.
Being at sea level. Yeah.
So when he starts his descent, he slaloms down kind of in an S shape, coming down from the top.
Right.
And he doesn't appear because there's a drone that's above him that's filming all of this.
Right.
And filming it from different angles. They must have had more than one drone up there and then edited all that together. But as he's descending, kind of in that S formation as he's going down the slope from the summit, he's only going a little ways, and he has to stop.
Okay.
So it's not like you would see somebody.
He's not slaloming down the mountain like we've seen.
In Colorado, when they just all the way down to the bottom.
Just zipping back and forth down
the mountain. No. He's not doing that because you're expending all this energy just to do that from side to side. Your body working, you're breathing heavier because it's work. It's hard to do.
Sure. And you're not getting much oxygen.
No, you're not. The oxygen is thin.
Right.
And he has to stop and regain his strength kind of in a moment of rest.
So he's just stopped there kind of, probably has to, his skis kind of turn sideways.
Turns his skis sideways.
And he's just resting.
And just rests for not a minute, but
a little bit.
A number of seconds.
Catch his breath. Sure.
And then he does the same thing again, slowly. Mm-hmm. And just slow. And as he descends on down the mountain, as he gets, say, midway, and then a little further than that, he can slalom a little more than that all the way down. Mm-hmm. So because
he's getting into more air, more oxygen. Yeah,
he's taking more oxygen where he can get it.
Right.
But it was fascinating to see him descend.
Well, it sounds fascinating.
It was good, Coach. It was really good.
That's really cool. I'll tell you what else is really good, because he's patiently waited his time. Oh, champ!
Good morning.
Get up and get going.
Yeah, he's ready for Friday.
Yeah, he knows it's Friday game day. The fog's got him a little behind. He wasn't sure about the sun.
That'll throw him off.
It will. Yeah. Yeah, heavy clouds, heavy fog. They can't really tell. Is that really the sunlight? It is game day.
It is. God, this season has flown by, Coach.
It has rolled on. Good morning to you out there. There's our man, Champ, the rooster, letting us know it is sun up. It's out there somewhere today behind the clouds and the fog. On this Friday morning, Friday, Dave, it's the 325th day of this year. And boy, we're at a neat place.
We are, Coach. We're 30 days now away from winter beginning.
A month, basically.
One month, yeah.
Wow.
30 days.
I mean, fall is just flying by.
And it's been so beautiful, Coach.
Oh, it has.
I guess y'all have been out some.
Yeah, we've rode around, looked at the
seeing the foliage and all. Yeah, oh, pretty. God, it's been beautiful.
Pretty stuff. It sure beautiful. Is. I wish I knew trees, because when I see a tree, I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, you know, what's up, Nash? Good morning to you, Nash.
I kind of want to know what
little Coleman cowboy. Yeah, I mean, I know an oak tree. I can tell an oak tree.
And a birch.
You know, yeah. But some of them, I have no clue what they are, and they're so pretty.
They are.
Yeah, beautiful. Pretty stuff. So it's that time, but 30 days away from winter arriving. It'll be, and you just meant fall, man. Fall with football season, Dave, it is amazing how fast it goes.
It's just incredible. When football season arrives, finally, you know, in late August,
yeah.
When everybody's ready to get the season started anew, and then here we are, you know, 30 days away from winter, and it's you're in the playoffs in high school, and it's about to come to an end.
And for me, Dave, just because a sign of it is like a week from tomorrow is the Alabama-Auburn game. I mean, it's over. That's it.
That's it.
I mean, that's a marker for me always. When that game happens, football season's over.
There's your regular season.
I mean, the regular season.
Yeah.
Next, a week from tomorrow, and they're through.
And all these big rivalry games are coming up right now. Yeah. So
next weekend's just...
That's just another reminder.
It's
over.
The regular... And it's flown by.
It has.
I mean, Central tonight, their 13th game of the year. The colleges next week, Alabama, 12 games that done. I mean, it just flies.
It does.
And there's 9 months of just waiting. And then it gets here and it's like it doubles or triples in speed.
And another sign, you got basketball on TV
started,
all the time.
Yeah.
So.
And what it's changed to, the pre-conference basketball.
It has.
Oh, it's used to, but you didn't even talk about it now.
No.
You know. But now what it's become, it's unbelievable. It's that sport. That sport is, of course, they've all changed a lot over the years, and they do. But the Mount Everest, Dave, that's the highest point in the United States, in the world.
Yes.
And there's been people to the summit, to the peak.
There have been.
So you can say, how high has anybody ever been? Well, that's it. I mean, you can't go any higher on the Earth.
On the planet Earth, that's the peak.
I wonder about the opposite.
The lowest.
Like underwater, because if you took all the water off of the Earth, and you just saw the sea, the ocean bottom, I mean that's Earth down there. There's a surface to the bottom somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, down there, there's valleys and hills and all that down there too. What would be the lowest point in the oceans?
Oh, Coach.
And what's the lowest a human has ever been?
You mean outside of the submarine?
No, even in a submarine. No, outside of, I mean, you couldn't go. There's, I mean, a human outside of a submarine, you couldn't go very too far down there. The pressure would crush you.
Yeah.
But in a sub, I reckon how far down a sub can go.
Oh, gosh, it's got to be way down there.
The deepest point I know, and this is because I taught geography, is a place in the Pacific called the Marianas Trench. It's what they call it. And it's the deepest, they say, the deepest point of the ocean.
Like a gorge.
Yeah. It's like the Grand Canyon in the bottom of the ocean.
Right. Yeah.
So the bottom of that trench, that gorge, would be the deepest point. And I don't think a sub's ever been there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's the pressure, crush stuff. But I wonder what that is. From the peak of Mount Everest, where we know a human has been, to the lowest point, even in a submarine, that a person has been down, or how far that is down under the ocean.
And they've got all that mapped out, you know, with their sonar.
Sonars and all the things nowadays that you can do.
Because you got to navigate while you're down there.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. And those submarines are all, I've always found them interesting. You don't know where them suckers are.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm sure the military stealth. Has their ways to keep up with them and the best some, but they're still.
Could you serve on a sub?
No. No, that's too tight. Too tight.
That would be some tough
duty. Yes, it would.
It takes a special person to do that.
I don't think I'm really claustrophobic, you know, but to be there, just to know I was in that restricted area and where I was, that would be hard.
Yeah, it would be hard.
I mean, a tight space don't really bother me too terribly bad. But I don't think I could do that. I wouldn't want to do that. Mm. You watch some of these movies. And I've walked in, just even the battleship Alabama, that Mobile Bay.
They got the USS Drum down there, the submarine.
Yeah, just to walk through that. I mean, it's tight quarters, Dave.
And that's an old sub.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
But even like you said, the USS Alabama, that when you maneuver around through those.
Just in the, and you're on top of the water, but it's tight, man. It's tight in them things. Navy ship, sailors and Navy guys and gals.
That's another thing I love to watch on TV is these shows about like the aircraft carriers and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When they take you on the inside look of it, what they do. And they feed them, you know, where they go to eat and those kind of places.
An aircraft carrier is just, it's a city. It's a city on the water, a floating city.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And you get under the, I mean, most of the act stuff's going on under the deck.
Right.
You know, being down under there.
I wonder how many subs are around them.
Around an aircraft carrier?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way of knowing.
They're there. Do they, you think, you remember what the old periscope goes in? You think they still use those?
Probably.
I mean, they got to look somehow, I guess. Don't they? I wonder how close to the surface they have to be to use the periscope.
I don't know.
That would be, I mean, how long would that be, that periscope be coming up?
Would it still be a sub if it didn't have a periscope?
Nah, it would. It's got to have a periscope. I mean, it's got to have.
It's like every sub I've ever seen on TV or the movies had one. Yeah.
So you look, expect, you know, you're looking through that thing, then you slap him handles up, push it up, you know, get that back out of the way.
Yeah.
Submarine movie comes to mind.
What was the one with Sean Connery? He was in one.
Oh, or he was he defected.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October.
That's a good
movie. It was a good movie.
And I think they went down that, is it Mariana Trench?
Mariana's Trench, yeah. They were close to there.
I think they used that in that film. Uh-huh.
And then didn't he wind up in the Great Lakes?
He did.
That's where he winds up. Yeah.
Yeah. He stole their subs, what he did.
He stole it. Yeah. Yeah. He come in through, they got it into the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
I liked the one with Hackman. And,
Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide. Yeah, him and Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah. They're interesting. I got interesting seagoing vessels, submarines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we always talk about, and when we've seen different military things over the years, they always talk about, you know, this group of Navy ships went, and this aircraft carrier and this group went here. You never hear about them subs.
No.
They there. No. And the thing about that, it's not only us that's got them. I mean, the other countries have them.
They have. There's a lot of sneaking around going on.
Some sneaking under that water. You think there's ever been you think there's ever been a foreign country's submarine in the Gulf of America?
Yeah, Coach. Yeah. Probably right now there's one.
Probably.
Probably. I mean,
they sneaky. Them subs are sneaky, Dave. They are sneaky things. Like old sneaky snake. You better watch out.
That's kind of how they are. You don't see them.
No, you don't see them. No, you don't see them. Can you imagine all the tension that's been around over the years in our lifetimes around the Persian Gulf and the Middle East?
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine the subs that's been over in there.
Well, you know, back in the day, the World Wars, of course, battleships were one of the main things that you fought with. And
our faithful listener, Spencer Lovelace, 11 miles from the bottom of the Marianas Trench to the top of Mount Everest.
11 miles.
11-mile difference. Way to go, Spence. Thank you for that, Spencer. Pretty good fact.
Good factoid.
Yeah, that's good.
But, you know, they had battleships back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they, a lot of the fighting, you just open sea
right.
battles with, you right. know, between battleships.
Sure, trying to control parts of the, Wayne Johnson, good morning, sir.
But now you
rolling through, little Coleman cowbell. Brandon Johnson rolling through a while ago. You give him a good eight, Johnson.
Throw some submarine warfare into that.
Oh.
A lot of ships, you know, were sank.
Yeah, torpedoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Germans had them U-boats.
U-boats, yeah. That was another good movie was Das Boot. Das mm-hmm. Boot.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign film.
Right.
Intense. Yeah. You ever got to see that one? Mm-hmm. And that kind of showed it was a German crew in a sub and in a U-boat and the intensity that because a lot of times there would be those destroyers that would be around them mm-hmm. dropping those barrels that explode, you mm-hmm. know, under so much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, trying to sink subs. And sure. a lot of subs were sank that way, too.
But. Yes, they were. They sure were. Good morning, Pesnell. Old Pesnell man checking in with us from the valley up around the Alexandria area. Good morning to you, sir. It's finally Friday, you right? Good morning, Coach Short. Short checking in right there. Short says good morning and safe travels. Yep. We'll be loading up later on.
Is he going to the game tonight?
He's going to a game. Where did he tell me he was? Where are you going, Short? I forget where he told me he was going. Where was he? Where did he say he was going? I can't remember. He'll tell us here shortly. He'll let us know. But yeah, submarine. You had an uncle in the Navy?
I did.
I had an uncle in the Navy.
Yeah, I had one of my uncles was a pilot, actually.
Okay, a naval pilot.
Naval pilot, and then I had a couple other uncles that served on ships.
Okay. I had an uncle that was on a ship, and he served in he was in the Mediterranean Sea, the area he All was right. in of the world.
Yeah.
So he had neat stories from there. One of the neatest ones he said was, as you left the Mediterranean Sea out into the Atlantic Ocean, where Africa and Europe almost touch, it's just... I mean, they're not really close, but it's very narrow mm-hmm. coming out of the Mediterranean. And right there is, Portugal. It's Portugal from Europe. And
right.
Good morning, 49. Already got his weekend going this morning. And the Straits of Gibraltar right there on the coast of Portugal. He said that was a really neat place. To see just the way it was just beautiful.
And that would be one of the cool things about being in the Navy. You would see a lot of these places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. That you don't see any other way. Hey, Dave, it's 6:41. Let's step away and take a break. And we'll come back the other side of this break as we continue on a game day Friday here in Clay County. Coaching friends, your Classic Country morning continues on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Benefield Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Classic Country 90.9.
We're all about being the area's favorite radio station. We repeatedly asked and got the same answer.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Let us be your favorite station too.
From the sidelines to the headlines, Coach and friends have you covered on Classic Country 90.9.
.6:45 on this Friday morning, Friday, November 21, 2025. We got 57.9 degrees outside our First Bank Alabama studios. Coach Chris Harum, the barber, David Nolan, you, thanks for being with us this morning, Dave. Traffic a little less this morning, Dave, because school's not in today.
It's not. A whole lot of traffic going on for a Friday,
yep.
Typical Friday.
No school buses today. Clay County Public Schools out today, not meeting. They're doing the virtual thing, or online kind of stuff, whatever they call that stuff. We got some of those issues. Just the problem, the travel taking place down to Vigor tonight. A lot of folks involved there, and some busing issues and that kind of thing. So having that option of the virtual day and online instruction, That's kind of a game changer for folks that have mm-hmm. to make some of those decisions.
It is.
That was not there actually before the COVID stuff.
That's right.
Back in 2020.
So much
and changed. All that. So that's a lot of things came out of that. That's one of them. I'm going to say that's a tool that those school administrators have in their toolbox that makes some of those decisions easier nowadays.
Probably does.
So I would think so. Good morning to the Power Boys. And they are getting ready to put in a good 8 today, doing their thing. I wonder how often they wash those trucks, Dave. Because they always look pretty clean.
They look clean.
But you know, they go into some rough places.
Look good.
And getting, you know, there's the man, Jake. There you go, Jake. Everything's good here, guys. Lights are on. Everything's rolling right along. So, yesterday morning, Dave, I come in, or not yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. When I came in, it was a little cool in here to me. I had to knock that heat up a couple
times. I noticed that yesterday. When I walked in, it was cool.
Yesterday. Yeah. I had to bump that heat up a little bit. Knocked the chill out of here. Last Friday, Dave, game day in Clay County, Central, our Vols played the Andalusia Bulldogs. Good game there. Central winning that game 21-2. The old safety given up by the Vols, which wound up, you know, not being a bad thing, because if you'd had to punt out of the end zone, I mean, you wouldn't have. They'd have been on our side of the 50 with a punt.
They would have. Easy.
You know, and I know you don't want to give up the 2 points, but you do. Then you kick off in the 20 and had a great kickoff and coverage there, and they start down there on like the 30-yard line.
That's right.
Kind of got the field flipped back in our favor after that. So, but part of that game, Dave, something I thought was neat is, of course, you made it. You've been before, but you had your grandson with you.
I did.
And it was really cool. And I enjoyed kind of being down the fence a little ways from you guys and occasionally kind of glancing down there, getting a look at him and then you watching him. And that was, I know that was fun for him, and I know it was fun for you,
too. It was. The both of us had a great time. We were going to keep the boys last weekend.
Right.
Austin and Stormy were going out of town, and we said, yeah, we'll keep them. So I asked, and I knew the playoff game was going to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him the night before they came, and I said, would you like to go to the playoff game tomorrow night? And he said, oh, yeah. He jumped all over
it. Yes.
Jumped all over it. So he was keyed up. When they finally arrived, he was asking me about the game, what time we need to go over there, mm-hmm. you know. And because he had never been to the school, Central mm-hmm. High School.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never been over there. So we headed out. I gave him my Central cap.
Mm-hmm. He had his cap on.
Had the cap on.
Yep.
So that kind of made him feel like he was, you know, in the spirit of pulling for the team that he's going to be rooting for. And we headed out over there. And, of course, pitch dark by the time we get close to the stadium
mm-hmm.
as we're over there near the cattle barn.
Right.
Of course, you can see the lights in the distance.
Yeah, they're shining.
And he says, there it is. You know, he can see it glowing over there.
Yeah.
So the closer we get to the actual campus,
mm-hmm.
he's really taken back by how big the campus was. He said, mm-hmm. it's big. I said, yes, it is, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he had never seen, he loved seeing all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and we pulled in right there behind the visitors' bleachers for where we were going to park. And, of course, a lot of the players were out on the field at that time. A lot of fans had already arrived. And he was pointing out stuff, looking at it. So, but you had invited us to the field house, go to the locker room and see some of the coaches and some of the people that hang out right before the game and the players as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he was looking forward to that. I had told him we were going in there to the field house.
Let's stop right there.
Yeah.
One that we saw in there and you got to see, and I don't know how long it's been since you'd actually seen him in person. Daryl Klein. How about that?
Yeah. It'd been a while since I was trying to think. I know when Todd Freeman got married, Daryl was in the wedding. We both were
mm-hmm.
for Todd. And we got to spend a lot of time that weekend up in Memphis.
Right.
But I think I've seen him once or twice since then.
Oh, wow.
But not many times.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been, we haven't been thrown together that many times.
Right.
And so he's sitting in there in one of the coach's offices, mm-hmm. and you point him out and said, look who's in here. And I said, my gosh, Daryl Klein.
Yeah.
And he's a talker, man.
Yes, he is.
He's a talker.
Yes, he is.
So trying to catch up with him. And I'd never met his son.
Mm-hmm.
His son was with him.
Right.
Got to meet him. And he came up to the top of the press box with us.
Yep.
After we had hung out in the field house a little bit.
Right.
Talking with the coaches and all. And Atticus got a big kick out of that. And then we headed out to the press box. And He knew that we were going to be watching the game from the press box. I don't think he actually knew we was going to go on top of it.
Right.
So when we get up there to it, of course, he's seeing the booths, you know, one after the other, mm-hmm. where the PA guy is and other coaches and stuff. And then he saw the ladder up there. And then you pointed out, you know, when you get up there, I needed to go first, right. kind of be the lead man for mm-hmm. him, so he could watch me go up the ladder. And I'd never actually been up on
to the top.
I'd never been up there.
Yeah.
And so I climbed up in there, and he loved climbing. It's like going in a treehouse.
Yeah, know? I was kind of behind him. I wanted to make sure you were up top. Yeah,
make sure he had it on the other end.
Right.
Yeah, he loved getting up there and seeing that bird's eye view.
How about that view up there?
That view's great.
Is that not a great
awesome view?
Yeah. You can see it up there.
It's a lot better than Williams and Rusty Taylor.
And it's not that far. It's not, you know, it's really, it's 10 more feet.
That's right.
But it makes up, the difference it is amazing. It does. Really makes a difference.
It's a huge, it's a tremendous vantage point to view the game for coaches,
mm-hmm.
Certainly to film, if you wanted to film up there. Josh, saw Josh up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Rusty and if they had a place to, you know, put their
put all their stuff, yeah.
You know, but they don't up there. But it was fun. It was a great viewpoint.
Well, and like that, you know. You coach on the sideline. You're there for years. You know, you kind of get used to seeing there. Well, you can't really see from the sideline. I mean, you can't. I mean, you know, you get up there and all of a sudden you're looking down on it. I mean, what you can see is just so much different.
It is totally different.
You know? And that's why you have spotters that, you know,
right.
They can see some of those things that you can't see from the sideline.
I think he was surprised at how many central coaches were around,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's a lot of y'all, you know, and some retired,
yeah,
but they're up there all to, you know, contribute and see things and
mm-hmm.
call things out and recognize things that others might, the average fan might not see.
Yeah, it was cool watching y'all.
I'm glad
he liked it.
He had a great time.
I'm glad he
great
enjoyed
time.
It. Yeah,
and it's funny when it was over because that was his first playoff game ever. He's never been to a high school playoff game,
right?
But they live in Auburn. And he knew Auburn was in the playoffs, but he's not went and watched them.
Right.
So after the game, he was saying, did Auburn win tonight? You know, mm-hmm. he was wanting to know the results of the playoff game with Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Morning.
What's up, City Boys?
And who does Clay Central play this week,
right.
which was Viger. We didn't know at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him if Viger won, most likely it was going to be them, and it was.
Speaking of Auburn and where he goes to school, that game, Auburn tonight, high school, plays Opa-locka again. And it's at Auburn.
Yes.
Beautiful stadium.
Yeah.
Nice stadium right there. But listen to this, Dave. That the tickets to that sold out Monday.
They did?
Monday.
Wow.
Sell out. That's it.
Hard
no
sell
more.
Out.
Hard sell out.
It only seats so many.
It does only seat many. It's where it is and the way it's built. I mean, right. that's, you know.
It's kind of confined.
You don't just keep piling in
there. No, you can't do that. Not there.
It sold out Monday.
Sold out Monday. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Opa-locka at Auburn.
It'll be up for grabs
it'll be
there
a
tonight.
Huge crowd there.
I'd love to see that.
That'd
game
be a
too.
Good, yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, traffic right along that area this afternoon.
Yeah,
stay out.
It's bad every day.
It is bad every day.
You don't have to have a game for it to be bad where that stadium is located. But you throw the stadium in with all that.
Yeah, you throw that in, and people trying to get into the stadium and trying to get parked somewhere in that general vicinity.
Yeah,
yeah, that's big time.
That game's got more of a buzz than that Mercer game tomorrow.
Probably so. Yeah, probably.
I mean, really
in Auburn,
it does.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. You know, 7A, you've got Auburn, Opa-locka there, and then not far away, Phoenix City, Thompson, Phoenix City.
That's a good
two
one.
Two games in 7A.
Yeah.
And that's their semifinals.
Right.
Both of those games are.
Who is the number one team in?
When the regular season ended in the poll, I'm not sure who the final poll number one was. I'm not sure. It may have been. I don't know. It wasn't Thompson because Thompson.
Do you
got
recall
Opa-locka
winning a state title any time in recent history? They've always had great teams.
Well, I don't recall it.
I don't recall them winning one.
But we can sure tell you, Dave. I can tell you. I'd love to know that.
Well, we
can know it, Dave. Right here. Our good friends at Alabama High School Football Historical Society. Opa-locka's last state championship that they won was. None.
They've never won one.
They have never won a playoff state championship.
I did not know that.
The Opa-locka Bulldogs. Never.
They've got a good program.
Oh, they've got a great program. But they've never won a state playoff championship.
Bunch of regional.
Yeah.
Yep. How many games have they won in their history?
Opelika High School, they've had 105 seasons, Dave. And their record, 625 and 421.
Yeah.
With 18 ties.
Yeah.
They're one of the winningest programs
ever. They are. That's surprising they haven't won a state title.
Their first team was in 1917. Their first undefeated season in 45. In 59, Dave, the name of the school changed from what it was to Opelika High School.
And it was?
Cliff, C-L-I-F-F, Cliff High.
Cliff High. Didn't know that.
Coach Brian Moore. Formerly, the Vols have faced Coach Moore a few times. At one time, he was at Eufaula. When I was still coaching, he was at Eufaula. And then the years we played Jasper, he was at Jasper.
Okay.
And then now he's at Opelika.
Is he the longest tenured coach there?
At Opelika? Yeah. I would not think so. I would not think so. I'm going to say Spence McCracken was there for a long time. Coach McCracken was there from 95 to 08. Pretty good run. Doug Barfield from 90 to 94.
That's right. I forgot that.
Yeah.
What was McCracken's record?
130 and 35.
Yeah, he won some games.
Yeah. So Opelika in the championship game, we can tell from here for sure that they did play in it in 2012. They played in the Super Six, and Hoover was defeated by Hoover 31-0.
Ooh.
When Hoover was on there.
On a tear.
On their tear through there. So, but yeah, one of the winning, I mean, it's one of the, we look at the list of all-time winning programs. They're pretty high. Let's see where they are, Dave. There they are. They're number 33 all-time winning program, 625 wins. Winningest school ever in Alabama high school history, T.R. Miller. Yeah. They've won 744 games.
Yeah. They know how to win.
Mm-hmm, they do. They surely do. Number two is Aniana.
I didn't realize
you
that.
Don't think that.
Fayette County's three, Coach.
Fayette County's right there at number three. They sure are. Mm-hmm. Ben Russell, number 10.
Yep.
So
UMS.
UMS in the top 10. Enterprise. Colbert County's a big one. You don't think of them much nowadays, but they won a lot in their history.
That's the first notable small school. Alexandria, I see. 23.
Yeah, there's Alexandria, 23. Gordo, 14. 677.
Yeah.
Luverne, 24. There's Elba.
There's the 29. Tiny school.
Yep. So Brantley at number
34.
Another
tiny school.
Yep.
Anniston.
Piedmont Bulldogs at 49. Dave, we're mashing up against 7 o'clock. We'll step away, take that top of the hour break. Coach and Friends on Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9 on your FM dial, on your mobile device with your Radio Alabama app, online, classiccountry909.org. Hey, you can check us out live there, right there live, some streaming video, also on Facebook at Classic Country 90.9. Like us there and be a part of it. Share some time with us every morning. We love sharing our mornings with you. Classic Country Mornings, Coach and Friends on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Benefield Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Classic Country 90.9.
You're in just the right place. This is the second hour of Coach and Friends. Now, back to the show.
Friday morning, Friday, November 21 of 2025. Game day in Clay County. And this morning from our First Bank Alabama studios, where you're always first, Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. Coach and Friends, Coach Chris Heron, my friend David Nolan, the barber, you, thanks for being with us this morning outside these First Bank Alabama studios where you are always first. We're at 57.9 degrees. The fog's lifting. Sunshine's peeking through. It's still out there. It's up high. Be careful out on the roads. Could still see some spots of fog that could kind of be hard to get through. Get them headlights on. Low beam. More for people to see you than you being able to see. But we want to keep our eye on each other. School out today in Clay County. Public schools. All the public schools closed today because of the ball games going on. All public schools in Clay County closed on this Friday. Students will receive remote instruction. It's due to the hardship of subs available school buses and bus drivers. And good luck to the Vols as they travel to Vigor. Dave, we talked about this yesterday, me and Coach Giddens. If this remote learning had been around, you think you'd have been a remote doer? I would not have.
Remote learning, I
wouldn't have done it.
No. I like to be there.
Yeah, you wasn't going to get out of me something like that.
No, that's not for me.
That's it now. You're right in the right place. That is exactly where you'll be. He's counting his parking place, Dave. Because, you got the handicap spot. This first spot, Taylor's got to park there next Wednesday because he's going to have his grill and everything.
That's right.
Spot 2 and 3 will be blocked off for grilling areas. And then now he wants spot 4 right there. So he was practicing where he's going.
He's locked in.
Yeah, that's him right there. He's on spot you. 4.
It's all you, pal.
Number 4. You're 4. I don't know of anybody more excited about the Thanksgiving Blood Extravaganza than him.
So he is 4.
He's spot 4. He's parking spot number 4.
Is he still 9?
Oh, he's still 9s. He'll always be 9s. Yeah. He asked me what time I get here. I said, about 5:15. He said, I'll be here.
He will.
We're not going to start nothing. And he said, I'll be here. At 4. Yeah. I'm starting my extravaganza with you. Well, come on. I mean, I'll be here. More the merrier. Dave, homeroom morning announcements each and every morning during Coach and Friends. Well, it's brought to you by AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority. Not only does AGL provide residential garbage pickup, as well as commercial dumpsters, AGL also offers various roll-off containers for construction sites, home cleanouts, basement cleanups, and more. And the AGL landfill is open 5 days a week. More information, their phone number, 256-354-5803, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority. Proud to sponsor Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. Coach and Friends Homeroom Morning Announcements. And it was awarded last night, Dave, the AGL Solid Waste Authority, Solid Waste Disposal Authority Player of the Week for last week, Taylor Boyd.
Congratulations.
Getting that award last night.
He had a great game.
He did. 22 carries, 113 yards. 5 solo tackles, 5 assists, 1 interception, some kickoffs, 1 punt. So, good week last week. And you know what all that's worth tonight, Dave?
Not a thing.
Zero. Nothing. Got to do it all again. Here we go, boys.
Got to try to win another one.
There we go. We are now, Dave, we are 11 hours and 53 minutes from
and
kickoff.
And counting.
Kickoff coming. But before we get there, Dave, with a lot going on between now and then. AGL also the home of the Agile Boys, and they keep the world clean one load at a time. And we got things happening, Dave. Things are happening around Clay County. And we're going to start, Dave.
Check this out, Coach.
Okay, let me look. Oh, my goodness. It's a big crane coming across the square.
Yeah.
Con crane. Boy,
That looked pretty high tech.
Yeah, it did. And there's some heavy, a flatbed.
Yeah.
And now look,
I
coming
bet they're
here.
All together.
I bet this is their, yep, that's them too, Dave. Look on the cab. The flatbed, the haul, something.
Right.
Dave, as big as that crane was, that's going to pick up some big stuff.
It is.
That was a monster.
Not seen one of those before.
Wow, my goodness. Things happening around, Dave, and we start out.
Coach, the city of Lineville, they're going to have a Christmas parade.
Yes, they are.
The Scenic Crossroads Christmas, and it will be Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025, at 6 p.m. in beautiful downtown Lineville. That's the Christmas parade put on by the city of Lineville, the Scenic Crossroads Christmas.
That's happening. Tuesday, December
2nd.
Now, on the back of that thing, Dave, if we want to be in that parade,
yeah,
we got something we're supposed to do, I think. We're supposed to talk to maybe one or two or three people that we need to get into contact with.
Let's see. Now, are there names listed on
Yeah, they are, Dave.
That you're supposed to get in contact with.
Uh-huh.
As a participant in the parade,
if you want to be in the parade,
I shall hold the city of Louisville. No, that's not it.
Come on, Dave.
Do you see it?
Yeah, Dave, I see it.
I've yet to see it.
Keep looking down. Keep going down, Dave.
Line up.
The people you need to contact. All keep right. Going down, 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 down.
Oh, okay. The parade route?
Down, Dave. The people to contact if you want to be in the parade. Way on down, Dave, if you got questions.
Okay, for further information, you will need to contact Nick New.
City Clerk.
Yes, Rusty Taylor.
Mr. Lionville.
Or Jody McKinney.
There you go.
And you can contact them at the phone number of 256-396-2581.
There you go, Dave.
For further information about being involved with the parade.
How about that? Yeah. Hey, what's up, gas guys? The gas boys rolling through this morning. Little Coleman cowbell for them. Good morning. Good morning to you. Make a friend out there and give a good eight. Dave, if you don't get enough parading on December the 2nd.
Coach, you can go to
You can do another parade.
You can. Ashland.
Not yet, Dave. That's not it. December the 6th. We don't have it, Dave. This is right here.
Oh, this is out of your head. Okay.
December the 6th on Saturday night. Right here, Dave.
Right here.
The Ashland Christmas Parade. A small town Christmas.
A small town. I like the name of that.
That's the name of it.
Small town Christmas.
This week. Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
And it'll happen. They'll step off from down at elementary school, cross the square, down by the hospital, around. Up,
make the round.
By the pig and back across the other side of the square. Making the round. The Christmas parade in the city of Ashland.
I love a Christmas parade.
So you can get Lionville. Lionville's on Tuesday. Yep. Clay County Ashland's on Saturday. Grand Marshals for each, Dave. Have you heard?
Bill Bubba Bussey.
In Lionville.
Yes.
And Miss Betty Lou.
That's right.
And in Ashland on that Saturday night.
I've not heard who's the Ashland Grand Marshal.
Coach Danny Horn.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, he is.
That'd be great.
Yeah. That Saturday night. And so.
So all of his grandkids and his kids.
Oh, the whole bunch needs to be there.
It'll be the whole Horn clan.
Yes, it will. It will, Dave. It'll be happening. It will be happening.
That'll be fun.
Now, let's move on. We've got Dave, let me go here, because we've got a couple of things here on, boy, we've got a lot happening, a lot of things going on. Let's go right here, Dave. Let me go right here.
Yeah, go there.
Tuesday, December 9.
What's happening then?
It's the Tuesday after the Ashland Christmas Parade.
Right.
A week later than the Lionville Christmas Parade. Clay County Hospital is teaming up with Santa Claus for a holiday food and blanket drive. Christmas food and blanket drive, a night of fun and photos and cookies with Santa and his friends on Tuesday, December the 9th, from 4 to 6 at the Clay County Hospital. Dave, you may ask, how can you help? I know,
Coach,
you were thinking that.
I'm very curious. If you wanted to help, what would you do?
You could donate a blanket.
Which they need.
Or some non-perishable food. You can drop those things off at the Clay County Hospital and help spread the joy. Christmas food and blanket drive.
You can be a part of it that way.
With Santa and his friends, yeah. Dave. And you don't know this yet. I'm fixing to drop this shell on you.
Here it comes.
Guess who has been invited to be a part of that and bring some of that joy and help spread it from 4 to 6?
Is it Clay County?
Oh, yeah.
They're from Clay County.
They are.
Is it you?
It's us, Dave.
Us,
the radio.
Okay, I didn't know
the radio
that.
Guys.
That's the first I've heard of it.
We just found that. We just got our invite yesterday.
All right, I did not know.
From 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
If things all work out right,
yeah,
we get to be one of Santa's friends at that event. Well, he invited us.
Can you ever have enough friends?
No, and
Santa.
I mean, is there any better friend than Santa?
How does he do it? How does he do it all?
I don't know, Dave. I don't know. Well, he's got them elves.
I keep forgetting.
It helped with a lot of it.
Yeah. He's got a little army behind him.
Yes, he does.
You have to have one.
You got to have help. No, you can't do anything by yourself. Any success anybody has, somebody helped you.
Yeah. Even Santa.
Even Santa's got help.
That's right.
Yeah. Even Santa. Dave, after that Santa event at the hospital, the food and blanket drive, Benefield Funeral Home Candlelight Memorial Service, December the 9th, 6 p.m. at Benefield Funeral Home in Ashland. Benefield Funeral Home of Ashland, Funeral Homes of Ashland and Lionville, warmly invite you to a special candlelight memorial service to honor your loved one's life. The memorial service program will include reflective musical tributes, comforting words of encouragement, and an in-memoriam tribute to those we've lost in 2025. If you would like to include your loved one in the in-memoriam slideshow, drop off physical pictures at the Lionville location with their name, date of birth, and the date of passing by November the 25th. The event does require an RSVP, so let them know if you and your family plan to attend by November 25th. Benefield Funeral Home Candlelight Memorial Service, December the 9th, that Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. at Ashland, location of Benefield Funeral Home.
Sweet tribute.
Nice service there to remember those that we've lost during the past year. And, Dave, it continues later on that same week, Dave. I believe it's the 11th. That's a Thursday night.
That's right.
It just keeps getting better. It keeps building, Dave.
Right here, the Ashland City Park sparkles this December with winter lights under the lights. Sponsored by the Clay County Arts League. Enjoy the lighted Christmas walking trail all month long. On December 11th from 5 in the afternoon to 8 in the evening, Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Grinch, and Gingy, the gingerbread lady. Join in music, food, and family fun. That's December 11th from 5 to 8 at Ashland City Park.
I don't know what their music schedule is. Mm-hmm. I'm pushing for Bone.
Oh, that's
Bone
right.
Bone could do him a song or two.
Yeah. Wonder what Christmas song he would choose.
I don't know. We'll ask him later this morning when he comes in. If he was to get asked to sing a Christmas song.
Put on the spot, what Christmas song would you sing?
Yeah. Right now. What would you come out with? What would you pick?
Maybe the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on the Fire.
Oh, Dave, yes. Yeah.
What would you
pick? You know, next Friday we can start playing that stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
I need to be working on that.
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Hey, you can't go wrong.
That was actually written for Thanksgiving.
I didn't know that.
It was actually written as a winter Thanksgiving song.
Really?
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go laughing. It doesn't say anything about Christmas in there.
Yeah.
Originally written as a Christmas song. I mean, a Thanksgiving song. From what I've read.
Now, let me ask you this about that song.
Okay.
Because I've wondered this.
Mm-hmm.
The horse.
Yes.
Does the horse have a name?
Oh, let's see. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. In a one-horse, it's the one-horse sleigh. O'er the fields we go laughing all the way. Bells on Bobtail ring. Is it Bobtail?
Is it Bob the horse? Or is it Bob's tail?
Or is it Bobtail? His tail's been cut off. Bells on Bobtail ring. What are the actual lyrics? Do we know them? If we look at them?
I mean, I'm sure we can.
We can. I don't know exactly how it's written, how it's composed. Let's look at it.
Bells on Bobtail's ring. Bells on Bobtail ring. It's got to be one or the other.
Bells on Bobtail's. One word. Bobtails.
Bobtails. Then it's not a name.
That's right. That makes me think his tail's been cut off.
Yeah. I can't say. Have you seen a horse's tail cut off?
I can't say that I ever have, Dave. Of course, I've never been around horses a whole lot.
A bobtail.
Well, see, there's a little. It's kind of unsettled, Dave. Exactly. It didn't have an original connection to Christmas. Its original title, One Horse Open Sleigh.
Was the original title of the song.
Right. Written by J. Pierpont.
What year?
1857 is when it was first published.
Old, old song.
It became no original connection to Christmas. It became associated with winter and Christmas in the 1860s and 70s. It was featured as a parlor song and in college anthologies in the late 1880s. Originally written to be sung by a Sunday school choir for Thanksgiving.
What does it say after that?
Or as a drinking song.
A drinking song?
Yeah, well, Methodist. It wasn't Baptist Day.
No, I knew that. No. Yeah, you're right about
not
that.
Not out in public anyway. Not the public choir. No.
The Methodists, they'll carry it right down Main Street for
see,
you.
That was too easy, Dave. Too easy. These claims are not supported by any primary sources. According to more recent research, the song was originally written as a minstrel song. So, you know, originally published as One Horse Open Sleigh.
Did not know that.
How about that?
Great song.
Good stuff. I wonder if anybody's done it fake.
Oh, I'm sure they have, Coach. You got to get off that now. You are stuck on AI, Coach.
Well, I mean, it makes me curious, Dave. Al Torp's coming in.
Oh, I know he's coming in.
He's coming. You going to mention
I've got something for him. Have you?
Homeroom morning announcements each morning during Coach and Friends, made possible by AGL, Solid Waste Disposal Authority, home of the Agile Boys, keeping the world clean one load at a time. 7:20, we'll step away. Coach and Friends, part of your Classic Country morning, Classic Country 90.9.
Proud sponsor of Volunteer Athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Clay County's favorite radio station, Classic Country 90.9.
Your local advocate for all of life's challenges is the Law Office of Tyler Sims. Online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
7:23 on this Friday morning, game day, Clay County, in Clay County. Good morning to you, Mr. Mac, rolling through right there. Good to see you this morning, sir. Good morning to you. Have a good day, Mr. Mack. And Dave, a big road trip today for the guys.
It sure is.
Pulling out of here about 10:30 is the plan.
It's going to be a full day today.
Talking to Coach Horn a little this week, I think those guys planning to hit the road at 11 o'clock.
Is 11 their o'clock.
Time? There's old Brannock rolling through. Morning, Brannock. There's your little Coleman cowbell. Brannock, it's Friday now. Remember, it's Friday. So maybe today just a good two or four.
Yeah. Or three.
Or three. Or none. Maybe nothing. I don't know.
He might be headed to the pig.
He may be headed to pig, get something for breakfast. That's right. You never know. So, but let's see now. What was I going to say, Dave? I was going to say something. What are we going to talk about?
Coach Warren and them pulling out 11.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they going out at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So hitting the road. And a couple of stops. They'll stop. I think now, don't hold me to this. I believe there's a rest stop one way down there. Just kind of let them get out, stretch their legs a little sack lunch, kind of snack they'll have.
You've had those sack lunches. What will be in the sack?
Oh, it'll probably be something like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and one of those small bag of chips and maybe a piece of fruit or something.
Okay.
They'll have a cooler with water and Sprite and that kind of things without caffeine.
Yeah.
And then they'll make their pregame meal stop somewhere down there close to the area around Mobile, Pritchard. And I would be shocked. I mean, I don't know this, but I would be very shocked if the pregame meal isn't a hamburger steak, green beans, and cream potatoes.
Are they stopping at Cracker Barrel?
That's a very common place to stop for that meal. You know, if there's one kind of on the route, and I'm sure there is as you get closer into that metro area.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I do know they're leaving at 11 is the thing I know for sure. But, yeah, just traveling with Coach Horn several times over the years, that direction, that's kind of normal. That's been his normal kind of routine that he works through.
This will be by far. So how far to Scottsboro? How far was that trip?
Oh, that trip was maybe 2.5 hours. Yeah, this is by far this year's longest trip.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's hard to go much farther. Josh Nelson. Good morning, Josh. And I guess you could go to St. Paul, maybe just a touch farther, because you're going down into Mobile, actually, mm-hmm. all the way.
Yeah.
Faith Academy, we went there one time a few years ago. That's on down into Mobile. So, but they're all right there, you know, around each other. So, I tell you something that I'm looking forward to seeing is Vigor, the new stadium. They've got brand new stadium.
Yeah.
Just 2 years. I think 23 was their first season there. On campus stadium, which is good. It's good to see those. We talked with Coach Jackson yesterday, you know, and he said that's a good thing. To have an own stadium campus, that's something you can be proud of.
It is. And they deserve it.
Yeah, they do.
They've got a rich history
there. They sure do. No doubt. They do. So, your trip last week, Dave, you were out of town.
Yeah.
Excused week. Give us some of the high, and we talked a little bit about it on the stance on Monday, but now we've got a little more time, and give us some of the meals you had, because I know you had some really good,
good food.
That's a big part of traveling for you and me both.
It is, and there's some great places to eat around where my brother and his wife live, right there in Kennesaw. They live actually near Acworth, Georgia, which is... It's really just the edge of Kennesaw, but there's some great barbecue places around there. There's JD's Barbecue, and they've got a great white sauce there. If you like white sauce, their barbecue sauce is very good as well. But they have great barbecue. They'll fix it to order if you want outside chop or inside or a little bit of both, or you know, ever how you want to fix your barbecue. They'll be glad pulled or you know, any kind of way you want it. Mm-hmm. They'll fix it for you that way. And they've got great brisket there as well.
Confirmation, Cracker Barrel and Sarah Land hamburger steak.
All right, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if it wasn't.
Also,
the Brunswick stew?
They do have Brunswick stew, and it's good, but it's not the best over there.
Okay.
Because there's a place that I go, and I got the chance to go to Chamblee, which is about an hour from their house. Mm-hmm. On the other side of Atlanta, and you have to go through all of that
mess
to get to it, yep. And it's probably not worth going over. I mean, if you want to fight that traffic, but like I said, once I got to the old Brick Pit's the name of the barbecue place in Chamblee, the old Brick Pit. Once I got there, what is so they got great barbecue? It's good.
Mm-hmm.
The barbecue chicken is absolutely a 10. It's great there. But it's the Brunswick stew.
Yeah.
The Brunswick stew there is just, it's off
thick?
The chain.
Is it thick?
It's kind of soupy a little bit.
Yeah.
But not real soupy.
Right.
But, you know, I was listening to y'all, and a lot, and I eat crackers with my Brunswick
stew. That's what I like crackers with. I can do cornbread, but I prefer crackers.
Right, and people like it like that.
Yes.
I would not dare put crackers in this. It'd be delicious with it, but it tastes so good, I just want it.
Yeah.
I want it as it is.
Right.
I don't want any outside interference with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being silly about it, but it's so delicious, and what I was going to say.
Well, you like what you like, Dave.
I do. I just love the flavor of that Brunswick stew. Right. I don't want anything else with it.
Right.
And when I sat down, and it's been this way every time I go over there and I order that Brunswick stew that they have, and that first taste I get of it out of my spoon, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is, oh, yes, this was worth coming over here
for. This was worth the trip.
Yeah. That taste, it never varies. It's the exact same every time.
That consistency, Dave.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
It's consistent. Yes. It does not vary one measure in any way. And it's almost like the pot that they dipped it out of was the pot that they dipped it out of 3 months before when I was there last.
Right.
I mean, it's like the same stuff.
Right.
It is so on point and delicious. And I got some to go before I left. I told Tina, I said, I've got to take some home.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I got a pint of it to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I put it in the freezer.
Got it back to your brother's.
Refrigerator. Yeah, put it in the refrigerator. I said, I'm going to have this when we go home.
Yes.
Well, we headed out home. And about
Last Friday. Back home.
And about the time I'm crossing the state line, I asked Tane, I said, did you get that Brunswick stew out of the fridge, Ron?
Oh, Dave, no.
She left it. Oh. She left it. Oh, I was devastated. devastated, man. I hated it. I did not get that stew.
I guess brother could enjoy it.
Yeah, well, he was coming in from the UK that day. Mm-hmm. He was coming back from London, and I sent him a text first chance I got. I said, there's Brunswick stew from the old brick pit that I have in the refrigerator that I was going to take home. I said, enjoy it, because I'm not going to be able to get it.
Right.
So I'm sure they ate it. But God, it was so good.
How did his trip? Have you talked to him since?
I have. I've talked.
How did his trip go?
Went very well. Yeah. Good weather.
Mm-hmm.
Went well.
When he makes that flight, is that straight from Atlanta? Yes, you know?
It's a straight direct flight.
From Atlanta to London.
Direct flight. Okay. Yeah, sure is. And he's been over there probably, I want to say, a dozen times easy.
Mm.
He's been over there many times. So he is very familiar. He can navigate around the town.
Right.
You know,
right.
He knows his way around. Mm. And he's been to see a lot. He's been to see Abbey Road, the Beatles, where they recorded, and all, you know, all these famous places over there.
Right.
That every time he goes, he has a couple of days he can just go knock around and do what he wants to do. But but it's for sure a work trip most all of it.
Right. That's why he's there.
But it's a neat place, and it's great because they speak English.
Yes,
you know? Right. It's an international city. I mean, you're going to hear all languages.
Right.
But he can go and do whatever
communicate.
He wants to. Yeah, communicate.
Yeah. I wonder if they like the way he talks.
I bet they do. Yeah. You know, I've never asked him that.
Yeah.
When he does talk to locals, you know, do they...
Being a southern part of America, rogue.
I mean, no doubt they notice it.
Sure.
Certainly know he's an American, you know, and probably can pinpoint it. He's a southerner, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you go, say, to Disney World, there's people all over the planet that are there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, or Disneyland.
Yes.
That make trips across the water to just go do that. That's how popular it is. So you're going to hear all kinds of languages and see all kinds of people from all over the world in places like that. But I don't know if they pick up on the voices as much as Americans pick up on theirs. It'd be interesting to know that.
It would be. You would think they would.
I would think.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, just the different. They speak more of a... I don't know what, just properly and
proper
just a
English.
different accent.
Yeah.
You know, proper English and proper pronounce more different.
We kind of chop it.
We chop it up.
We chop it up pretty
good. Yeah, we chop it up pretty good. It's a hard language, Dave.
It's
a
difficult.
Hard language to understand.
It is.
Especially if you learn it as a second language. But it's a...
I'm still learning it, Coach.
I give up. I just give up on it.
Still learning it.
Yeah, but it is challenging. At times. So we had some you know, Dave, we've talked some about football. We've got nowadays we actually have a newer sport in high school football. The girls flag
football. It's gotten bigger and bigger.
It goes on. Yep. And it's set for their championships are set.
Do they play at Central?
They do not have it yet at Central. I'm saying
they'll eventually have it, probably.
I would think so. You had their flag football. Their semifinals are set. And they actually play. They'll have the their championships, the opening day of Super 7 at Birmingham's Progressive Stadium.
So they're part of all of that with the association.
They are. It all ties together. It sure does. And those championships will be played on December 3rd, the opening day of the Super 7 at Progressive in Birmingham. I like Progressive Stadium for those championship games.
It's a neat stadium.
Yeah.
It's perfect for that.
Yeah.
The size of it.
It is. It really is. It's not, you know, it was neat the years they played at Bryant Denny and Jordan Hare.
And Legion Field.
And Legion Field. And being able to experience that was really cool. And for those teams that got to have that, but those are just such mammoth stadiums. And even the 7A games, you know, with the biggest crowds, they're still...
it's just a pea in a dish.
Exactly. But, and Progressive and much more. I like it there. I like them being there.
It's a good fit.
That setting. You know, next year it moves to Mobile. To the new on-campus stadium of University of South Alabama.
That'll be
somewhere different. It's never been before.
Is it online or
the championship games will all be on public television again?
Okay.
When we get to that Super 7
week. Is Crapton Bowl in the mix?
No.
Are they going to have one?
No.
That would be a good place as well.
It would be. It would. You would fill that one up in those 6 and 7A games.
You would.
I think.
You would.
Yeah, for sure. So, 7:37, Dave. Let's step away. Take our final break during Coach and Friends, part of your Classic Country Morning on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Benefield Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Hey, folks. Bill Bubba Bussey here, and this ain't your average morning show. We're talking life, laughs, and a little bit of ball with Coach and the Gang. It's Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
There's no better way to spend the day than with Classic Country 90.9.
Considering metal roofing for your next project? A&E Metal Roofing Supply can help. The official metal roofing supplier of Classic Country Mornings. Online at aemetalroofing.com.
7:42, Friday morning, November 21, outside our First Bank Alabama studios of Classic Country 90.9. 56.9 degrees. Got a chance of rain later in the day. Maybe you want to keep an umbrella handy somewhere around. Coach and Friends, a Friday morning. Coach Chris Herron, my friend the barber, David Nolan, you. Classic Country 90.9 on your FM dial. You can check us out right there. You can also find us on your mobile device. If you'll go into your app store, Dave, you can search with one word, Radio Alabama. Search that app.
That's all you need.
Download it, Dave.
Yes.
And then once you get in there, now you can see us. You can see all of us, Dave. The whole Radio Alabama family of networks. Several of us. We love them all.
We do.
But we're selfish.
We are.
And we want you to choose Classic Country 90.9 as your favorite.
Please choose that one. Please do.
And then if you've got that mobile device, Dave, if you've got service anywhere in the world, you can have us with you.
Sure can.
And we'd love to go because we don't go a whole lot. We kind of homebodies. But we can go with you through that app on your mobile device. Dave, if you've got a computer, laptop, desktop, pad, you can check things out, Dave, at classiccountry909.org. Go to that website, Dave. And the newest feature there, streaming video of Classic Country Mornings.
That's a nice bonus.
How about that, Dave?
I like it.
I mean,
there they are. There we are.
Coach Weems enjoys that. He sits there and watches. He's part of it and watches it at the same time sometimes.
He does. Yeah. He got the best of both worlds.
Yes, he does. And Dave, you can also go to Facebook.
That's another way.
Go to Facebook on the Face Chat, Classic Country 90.9. You can like us there and be part of it, part of our mornings. A couple of them in with us this morning. We got Mitchell. Good morning, Mitchell, from Northeast Arkansas. In with us this morning on the Face Chat.
Hog Country.
Good morning to you.
Yeah.
And then our very own, he's not far away, but he's fired up, Dave. The Bone.
The Bone. He's never far away, seems like.
Bone gives it a, you! Fired up this morning.
He is. It's game day, man.
He needs to temper it, Dave, and not peak too early.
Coach.
I mean, look, Dave.
Good luck with that.
We are still 11 hours in 16 minutes from kickoff. You can't peak now. You have to temper it.
You do.
You can't peak at 7:45 in the morning before a 7 o'clock kickoff.
You got to pace yourself a little bit.
You've got to pace yourself. You've got to. You know, just
teach him, coach.
Keep it under control.
Well, teach him.
Dave, it feels like we're trying, Dave. We're trying. We are trying. This could be challenging today. It could be challenging.
It's a challenge.
I'll tell you what's going to be exciting with the Bone today. You know, he's got this thing he does, and we're part of it with him. Once we get on the road to an away football game, okay, even at home games.
Yeah.
On the road with Bone. On Bone's Facebook.
Oh, you're on his Facebook?
It's on his Facebook.
Okay.
On his personal. And it's Facebook Live as we make the trip. And he's worried we in the vehicle that we'll be traveling in, being driven by Hill Auto Sales, the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. He already has his charger plugged up and ready with a very long cord to where he can be plugged up and ride on this trip. As we leave about 10:30, now we'll lose service in a few areas we know as we get south of Clay County. But then as we make our scheduled stops throughout the trip, he'll be giving updates of where we'll be stopping and what's going on. And then what we're looking forward to, for the first time, if things work right, tonight, late night, Bone on the Road.
Is it Bone after midnight?
Well, it will be. Some of it will be after midnight. Yeah. It sure will. It'll also be, Dave, when we get to there, when we get to 12 o'clock tonight, a birthday for somebody with us, Jeremy Character.
His birthday.
Tomorrow. So when it flips to Saturday tonight as we're making that trip back, Character will be right there with him as his birthday celebration starts.
What better thing to have your birthday with your friends right there when when the day flips over to your birthday?
Exactly. I mean, does it get any better than that?
No, doesn't.
Morning, Coach Wayne's.
Coach, good morning.
He's made his way in. So, Dave, because of today, long day today, Dave.
Yeah.
Long day for us, for a lot of people here in Clay County. You know, got our day today and then the trip tonight, the trip back home. Knowing that we'd be late getting home tonight, I tried to get a little bit ready. I did some packing up yesterday to where it wouldn't have so much to do this morning. And then it got to the point yesterday, Dave, I told Vicki Merle, I said, okay, I'm fixing to take a nap.
What time was it?
This was about 1:30.
1:30?
Yeah, 1:30 or 2, somewhere in there. I said, so I'm fixing to lay back here. I'm going to take a nap. And if I don't wake up, I need you to wake me up. And I'll probably be awake by 4 o'clock. But if I was to still be asleep at 4, I need you to wake me up. Because I got things to do last night. Football Fiesta, had some other things, you know. So she said, well, look, I'm going to go in a little bit. I'm going to go visit. I'm going to go see Mama. Do you want me to wake you up when I leave to go see Mama? I said, I do. Just let me know. Because if I wake up and you're not here, I'll kind of be. I said, so wake me up when you go. So I'm laying, Dave, I am out. I am sleeping good. I can sleep in a recliner, Dave. Man, that's a good sleep. I am out, and she walks up, and I hear call my name. Chris, I'm going to see him. I said, okay. So, I mean, I'm just right back out. I'm out. And then I do wake up before 4, somewhere around. It's a couple hours nap, Dave, I get yesterday. And then last night, I actually tried to get in the bed a little earlier than normal because it's a long day today, Dave.
Did you go out as soon as you got in bed?
Yeah. A little after 9 last night for me. I'm normally about 9:20, 9:30, but it was right at 9, maybe just a few minutes after. Got my cholesterol pill took and my teeth brushed. I was in the bed. By 9:05, I was in the bed.
So did that power nap help you?
Well, we'll find out today.
And you got a little extra rest.
Yeah, I got to get some extra rest. I mean, it couldn't hurt.
No.
So we'll find out tonight.
Yeah.
It'll be. I mean, you know, the whole bunch in there coming home, we'll be all right. I'm looking for, we're actually tonight, you know, I'm not a big stopper.
I knew that.
You know, but tonight there will be a stop on the way home. That's a long, you can't go that far without stopping.
That is a road trip.
Yeah. Going down, I'm going to have my eyes will be scanning for Waffle Houses. Because there's a very good chance there'll be a Waffle House stop coming home. And I can tell you right now, I'll be going All-Star.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's what exactly.
All-Star.
And then tomorrow morning at 8, Taylor and I will be back in here for Volunteer Voices.
Volunteer Voices.
Talking about the game from tonight and all the games in high school football, the playoffs, the quarterfinals.
A lot of action going on tonight.
Oh. They're happening all over the place. All over.
Might be a surprise or two.
Oh, there will be somewhere. I guarantee you. There'll be some. There always is. Always some. So we had 3 of them last night. We'll talk about those more after a while. But you got weekend plans, Dave? You going to the Auburn game?
No. Not going.
You know, now, one thing about that, with this trip we've got today, tonight, be back early in the morning, I'll probably get another nap tomorrow, Dave. Sometime tomorrow, I'll nap again. And I don't have to worry about watching Alabama.
No, you don't.
Because they're not on. Well, they are on, but it's one of them plus things that I don't have.
Right.
So I won't. So I'm kind of glad they're not on.
What time do they?
I think they're
off.
You know, I'm not sure, Dave. They may be like a 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock kick. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure. So I won't have that to worry about trying to watch.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to get some more nap tomorrow, I imagine. So
you'll need one after today.
What is tomorrow? They call it, mostly in the SEC, Cupcake Day.
Cupcake.
For most everybody.
Yeah, there's a few of those around.
Yeah. Yeah, there's. You think they'll keep those games when they go to the 9-game conference?
I don't know if they'll be able to, yeah, Coach.
I don't either. I don't know how to work out, how all that'll play out. But boy, that schedule next weekend's a doozy. Mm-hmm. Around the conference.
It is.
Man, we talked about that earlier this week. That is a next Friday and Saturday.
Loaded.
Around the SEC. Boy, there's some games. There is some games.
You got Thanksgiving thrown in all mixed with it.
And Friday, I know Vicky Merle's talking about, that's when we need to get to Christmas. I said, well, we need to get it up early. We need to get up early Friday morning and get that stuff done. Because that Egg Bowl kicks off at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. And then you got.
Do you like the way that SEC has moved to ABC/ESPN family of networks? Do you like the way they schedule games, those windows, 11, 2:30, 6:30, that how that's set up now?
I can't say I like it as well, but, mm-hmm. I mean, what are you going to do?
I do.
You do like
it? I like it. Now, what I've discovered is it has ruined my Saturdays as far as accomplishing anything. Because it used to be that 1, 2:30 game. That was the big game of the week. You know, and then you would, somewhere on some other station, you'd find your, you could find your Alabama game or your Auburn game. But now the way they've got them, I mean, they line them up like cordwood, Dave.
They do.
And it's just, you can get on ABC and just, I mean, you don't have to change the channel all day. It's just one after
just
the
keep
other.
It there, yeah.
It's just, I like the way it's set up now as far as watching games. I've watched more this year than I have in the past because they're just
because set of up. How it's set up.
Yeah, the way the setup is, the different windows that they have.
It's changed so much since we were kids.
Yeah. Well, there was one game a week.
If you were lucky.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there would be one a week.
Right.
And you might see your team once.
Yeah.
Maybe twice. Yeah. That's back when, though, it had all that. They had all that. There was a lot of scheming went on back in them days, Dave.
Well, it was a time where you could scheme a little bit.
Well, people didn't challenge nothing like they do nowadays.
No.
And then you had was it not Georgia and Oklahoma that first challenged that in court?
I think so.
I think it was. They finally busted up that NCAA college football television
monopoly.
Right.
Yeah.
That they had. And to limit you to just that once a year or maybe twice. And then.
And really back then, college football, you were going to kick off about 1 o'clock, 1:30.
That was it.
That was your kickoff.
Kicked off at 1 o'clock. That was Saturday's 1 o'clock was college football.
Yeah.
And you had the one game on TV, and then you, depending on who you were, Alabama or Auburn, you turned on the radio.
That's right.
And you did whatever you – I remember we used to cutting firewood. I mean, that was our Saturdays. And you cut firewood, and you had the radio on. And you listened, and if John Forney's voice got excited, you kind of stopped what you were doing and listened, you know, what was going on.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it was. It was entirely different.
Different time.
Things were a lot different back then. What you got on tap this weekend, Dave, that you know of? Anything?
We might go to Birmingham today.
Okay.
Might. I've kind of been wanting to go back to Giuseppe's, the Italian place.
Italian, got you.
Yeah, down by UAB.
Yeah.
They've got a great lunch menu.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lasagna, which I just love their lasagna there.
Have you tried the Triple X from Blair Family Farm in lasagna?
No, I haven't. That would be.
How do you think that would be?
That would be great. It would.
When's the last time you had some of that sausage?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we had some cooked and I ate the last of it yesterday, which meant this morning there was none.
There was none there. Yeah.
I couldn't reach in the refrigerator and grab a piece.
Right.
But there isn't. We have one pack left still to cook.
Right.
But I bought five. I'm down to one now.
You're knocking it out.
I am knocking it out, man.
Good stuff.
Oh, it's good. You got to try it.
I do. I need to try it. I do.
I'll bring some. Let you try it.
Yeah. I'm just the hot. I mean, if it's really hot.
It's not. I mean, it's hot.
Yeah.
But it's just not. It's not flamethrower in your mouth hot.
Right.
Not to me, it's not.
Right. What do you prefer to drink? Do you drink orange juice?
Orange juice, yeah. Can't get off the orange juice.
It's on sale today.
Is it? I needed to know that.
The no pulp one.
Oh, yeah. I like low acid, no pulp.
When I bought mine, I thought Dave needs this.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
It's all expensive.
We actually went.
Try to get it on sale.
Wednesday and did some Thanksgiving buying groceries. Had a big list. And of course, I went with Vicky Murray because she's still on a lift restriction from her surgery she had. So
when you make a list, mm-hmm. a grocery list, mm-hmm. and you go down to the store and you start picking out the items off your list,
right.
Do you ever see something
that's not on your
list?
Sure,
and yes. Well, it's not on my list, but I'm going to grab that.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know how your regiment
grocery list. Yeah, was. The list is just the things that you know you want to make sure you get.
Yeah.
No, you can. I'll add things to it.
Yeah.
You know. There's an ice cream down there that was on sale that I grabbed another half gallon of. Have I told you about the new Bluebell I've discovered?
No.
And it's new to me. It may not be new, but it's new to me. The name of it is Homemade in the Shade.
Not heard of that.
It's their homemade vanilla, Dave, with chocolate fudge swirls throughout.
That sounds good.
That is absolutely outstanding. Oh, Dave.
In all the tier levels of your Bluebell experience, ice cream tasting, mm-hmm. Bluebell,
mm-hmm.
what is number one?
My number one is just their homemade vanilla. That's my number one.
Still,
yes.
Number two?
Number two now is this homemade in the shade. Because it's that vanilla that I love. Yeah. I love vanilla ice cream. And it has swirls of fudge, chocolate fudge in it. Oh, Dave.
Sounds good.
Oh. And dip a bowl and let it sit out a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Soften up just a little bit. Man. Oh, I had a bowl of it yesterday. When I woke up from my nap yesterday, yeah. I had a bowl.
Is it limited? Is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it a regular thing?
It's. I have seen it here locally the last few weeks. And it's one of those times I was in there with my list. I walked by
was
there.
Was it on sale?
No, not the first time. It was just new. And I don't buy near the ice cream I used to buy. I used to buy it and have a bowl every night. But I saw this new and I read what it was. I thought, I'm going to try this. Oh, Dave, I tried it that night and it's just, oh, me. Yeah, I love it.
It's a good choice.
I love it. Now, I like their butter pecan.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to me.
Peach?
The peaches and homemade vanilla. Not the peach ice cream.
Yeah.
The peaches and the homemade vanilla.
I got you.
I like that one. Their Rocky Road is pretty good. I'm not a huge Rocky Road guy, but it's pretty good. Black Walnut.
I've seen that.
I've tried that. That's a pretty solid one. Yeah. I don't buy it a lot, but it's pretty solid. I'm mostly vanilla.
Do you like to change up pretty regular? Or will you stay on one?
I'll change occasionally. Yeah, I'll do a little changing here and there. Yeah. From time to time. So. Dave, we are mashing up against 8 o'clock is what we're headed toward, just seconds away as our mornings continue here on Classic Country 90.9. At 8 o'clock, we'll make the move into the three-point stance as our Classic Country mornings continue. They're each and every morning, 5:30 to 6, Classic Country Sunrise, 30 minutes of good gospel music to start your day. From 6 to 8, Coach and Friends comes at you. From 8 to 10, three-point stance. You put it all together, it's your Classic Country morning on Classic Country 90.9 and your FM radio dial. On your mobile device with the Radio Alabama app, online at classiccountry909.org. And Facebook, Classic Country 90.9. We love spending our mornings with you. However you're with us, thanks for being here. Three-point stance headed your way the other side of the hour as we touch 8 o'clock on Classic Country 90.9.